Yes, it's a surreal opening to one of our favorite topics on the program, and that's book picks. Today and every Tuesday, we welcome a bookseller to talk about new book releases, and Joan Grenier is here from the Odyssey Bookshop in South Hadley, Massachusetts, to share this week's list. Joan, how are you doing?
I'm doing well.
How are things going this summer at the Odyssey?
They're going very well.
Yeah?
You know, the heat is a problem.
Well, for the books or for you?
No, for me. And, you know, getting people in the store. People want to go to swimming or stay in air conditioning and not leave their houses.
Crank up the AC at the store.
Well, believe me, I work longer hours when it's this hot.
Well, what's on your list today?
Well, I'm going to start with Dope Sick, Dealers, Doctors, and the Drug Company That Addicted America by Beth Macy. She's a journalist based in Roanoke, Virginia, and I read an earlier book of hers called True Vine, which I really enjoyed. And she takes us through the beginning on to today with the crisis and epidemic is what I'm trying to say.
Mm-hmm.
And she's just a great journalist and a great writer. So she interviews a lot of people from the very beginning. She starts in a southwestern part of Virginia in a county that, you know, the mines are closing down, the factory furnitures are gone, and there's not a lot of work.
Yeah.
And the company that started with OxyContin, it's about Oxy,
mm-hmm.
and they really target this area of Appalachia. And
Consciously. Interesting.
And they spend a lot of money sending their drug reps there. They take doctors on junkets. They take them golfing, buy them gas, you know, just about anything, and spend time with them. And this is starting in 1996. The epidemic is, you know, a little over 20 years now. And their claim, which was really in hindsight preposterous, is that this new OxyContin, Contin stands for continuous, so the pill would deal with pain for a longer period of time.
Mm-hmm.
But it's highly addictive. And doctors are telling them, people that are dealing with, you know, addicts are telling them that, you know, you have to reformulate this. And they don't for a long time. And the prosecutors down there take them to court. They eventually win, but it takes a long time. And I can tell you a little bit about, I mean, people just weren't paying attention to what was going on down there. Industry-wide, pharmaceutical companies spent $4.04 billion in direct marketing to doctors in 2000, up 64% in just 4 years. And but these federal prosecutors were able to finally reach a settlement with a company in 2007 for $600 million in fines, admitting for 6 years it had fraudulently marketed OxyContin as being less prone to abuse when it actually was more prone.
Did Beth Macy cover where the FDA was in the beginning and how it got on the market to begin with?
She does talk a little bit about the FDA. They weren't doing their job either. And it was, you know, these are small towns in Virginia, so, like, the law enforcement knows everybody. And kids are getting into it. You know, they're having pill parties, and they don't know what they're getting into. But this OxyContin, you can rub off the coating, and then you crush it up, and then you take it like that, or you smoke it or inject it or whatever. I don't know what you do, but and you're addicted, sometimes after just one pill.
Mm.
So she talks a lot. She interviews people a lot and follows them over time when, you know, families are just crushed and they're spending all kinds of money to get people into treatment. And there's just a recidivism that is, you know, you really have to watch people. And, you know, people are stealing because it's a euphoria that, you know, it's high. You and I haven't experienced.
The book is Dope Sick, Dealers, Doctors, and Drug Company, and the Drug Company That Addicted America by Beth Macy. And I take it you are taken with this book.
I am. It just is coming out today, and I really am going to try to put it into a lot of people's hands.
Okay.
Another book that's coming out today is called Fly Girls, How Five Daring Women Defied All Odds and Made Aviation History by Keith O'Brien. And I did not know that in the 20s and early 30s, the most popular sport in this country was air races.
I didn't know that either.
I know. It's amazing. Hundreds of thousands of people would watch. Of course, sometimes they would see crashes. And they would, you know, these little biplanes would be flying around pylons. And, you know, some of it would be long distance races. But this is about the women who, and one of them you're going to know, Amelia Earhart,
sure,
was initially a Boston social worker. And these were women from across the country who just were taken with aviation. And they were kept out of some of the races, so they fought to get in. And this is the story. He's gone through diaries and letters and interviewed some of the relatives. And, of course, some of them lost their lives, as did the men.
Yeah. So
he's done just a great job. The press wanted to call them Powder Puff Girls or Ladybirds, but they preferred to call themselves Fly Girls. So that's the title of the book.
Fly Girls, how five daring women defied all odds and made aviation history, and that's by Keith O'Brien.
And I just want to mention he'll be with us on October 3rd. He was a Boston Globe journalist originally.
So he'll be at the Odyssey Bookshop?
Mm-hmm.
When?
October 3rd.
Oh, very cool. Well, that's great. What's next?
What's next is a novel, The Collector's Apprentice by B.A. Shapiro. And this book's not coming out for a little while. It's in October. And she will be with us on October 17th. She's written about art in novels for a number of books that have been very well received. We're also in the 1920s in this book. It's the summer of 1922, and there's a 19-year-old woman, Pauline Mertens, who finds she ends up in Paris. She's Belgian, but she ends up in Paris because her fiancé is a big con artist, and he has stolen money from her family and other families, and they think she's involved in it.
Uh-huh.
So she heads to Paris. She also meets Gertrude Stein and Matisse and other artists of that period. And the book is it's fictionalized, but it's loosely based on the Barnes collection in Philadelphia.
Uh-huh.
So she meets Edwin Bradley, and she becomes his assistant, and they collect a lot of art.
Mm.
At the end, I'm not going to give too much away, but I think it's in the beginning of the book, she's on trial for his death. And so there's a lot of twists and turns in this book, and it continues really to the end. The ending surprised me, which is always great.
You read all of these?
I do.
Good for you. In advance of the release?
Yes. These are called advanced reader's copies. There might be some typos in here. Occasionally, not very often, they change the ending.
And when you read one once in a while, you say, this doesn't grab me. We won't stop
this. Oh, yeah,
this.
Then I don't finish it.
We are joined today by Joan Grenier of the Odyssey Bookshop, and a few minutes left here. What else is on your list?
Well, I do want to I want to mention Cara Block's Murder on the Left Bank. It's Amie LeDuc. I try to read a mystery every summer, and this was the one I read this summer. All her books are set in Paris, and I think this is the 18th, and she has a young woman who is their private investigator.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely want to, before I run out of time, which I usually do.
Well, you have a couple of minutes.
Okay. Well, tonight we're having an author, T. Greenwood, who's really Tammy, is going to be at the Odyssey for her new book, which I think is released maybe last week, called Rust and Stardust. And she'll be with us at 7 o'clock tonight. And this is based on the Sally Horner story, which Nabokov, used a little bit in Lolita.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a tough story. It's Camden, New Jersey, 1948. Sally Horner's 11 years old. Her father's dead. Her stepfather's dead. Her mother has debilitating arthritis, and she doesn't have very many friends. So in terms of, she's trying to get into a group, a clique of girls, and she steals a notebook at a Woolworths, and a 52-year-old man, Frank LaSalle, who's fresh out of prison, is watching her, and he moves in and says he is an FBI agent, mm-hmm, and kidnaps her, and the story kind of goes on from there. This is a real life kidnapping that happened in the 40s and was all over the papers. Yeah. And she has reimagined this true crime story.
And she will be tonight at the Odyssey Bookshop.
At the Odyssey.
What time?
7 o'clock.
Well, we are, believe it or not.
That was fast.
Out of time. Well, your segments go quickly because they're compelling. Joan Grenier of the Odyssey Bookshop, how do people find out more about your venue?
OdysseyBKS.com, or they come by and visit us in South Hadley at 9 College Street.
That works as well. Well, now remember, we post each of the book pick segments online at WAMC.org/roundtable. Once again, Joan, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You are listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.